This Happy Times episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially when social gatherings are picking up after the winter. For myself, the winter is literally about hibernation, becoming a hermit, and watching as many movies as possible, which results in me being a little antisocial, which then results in me being a little bit more socially anxious. So instead of being unprepared after my winter months, I'm going to therapy. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't just drain your battery. In my personal experience, therapy has done wonders for how I think about life. It gives me an alternate perspective, especially since I've been isolated for so long. If you are thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/happytimes today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/happytimes.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Happy Times podcast. My name is Joey Kidney, and today I am finally home. I'm finally home, and I'm pretty excited to be home. Yesterday, an amazing thing happened. I'm sure you guys all know it. So if you follow me on Instagram, that's mainly the only thing I post on. If you follow me there, then you know like everything I've been doing in my life and everything that's been happening. Now, one of the last podcasts was about everything getting stolen. That was very true. I also want to address that my best friend Jesus called me. He's like, it kind of looks like a scam, dude. It kind of looks like you made it look like you got robbed and then so people could buy your book. And I'm like, oh my God, I wish that was the case. Because then I would have all my stuff still. And it's definitely not the case. And I just don't want anybody to ever think like that. I hope none of you did. Because I wish I could show you, I don't know, proof and receipts and whatever. But there's literally no way because I don't have anything. And that's kind of like the proof of not having anything is to not have it. So it does kind of suck. But I hope none of you ever thought like that. And I've been missing out on these podcasts because I've been traveling, and the reason why I've been traveling is because I'm on press tour right now. Well, I just got back for my new book. My new book just came out. It's called What's the Rush, and you can go get it right now on stayu.ca. And if you use the coupon code, like the discount code, if you use Rush, R-U-S-H, you can get $10 off your book, and you can get an autographed one, a dedicated one, or just a regular paperback. The dedicated ones did sell out super, super quick, so I apologize for that, but that's just, you know, the way it goes. Now, I'm going to make a coffee because, I don't know, I'm literally carrying this mic around my kitchen, and I'm going to make a coffee because I want one, and that's basically it. Now, I don't know, I just wanted to talk about just, like, how I've been feeling about everything. Like, releasing a book, it's like, I didn't think it was going to be a big deal. So, without saying numbers, because I hate talking numbers, I'll tell you kind of how the process went down. So, oh my God, we only have almond milk? I don't know what I'm going to do. So, I didn't think the book was going to sell as well as it did. I'll put it at that. Now, it's not like it sold amazing. It's just exceeded my expectations. Like, Joey's not going to be some New York Times bestseller, so calm your tits there, Susie. But Joey's really happy, and that's the biggest thing. And so I only ordered so many for the actual book itself. I didn't think we were going to sell a lot, so I didn't buy a lot, mainly because it's really freaking expensive. And with that being said, with that price and with that amount of book, we only can put up half of those books for a pre-order. And when you put up half the books for a pre-order, that's your thought of, oh, okay, well, we're not going to sell more than this. So I only put up a couple hundred bucks for the pre-order. And then I was like, okay, well, that's enough. Like, let's just people just go at it. You know, maybe we're going to get like a few people to buy a book. Yeah, we sold out of that in an hour. And then I had to put another couple hundred up, and we sold out of that. And then I had to put more up, and we sold out of that. And then we got to the point where we sold every single book that I bought for the whole entire thing in the pre-order, in the night of. And that blew my mind. And I'm not really like an emotional dude. I talk about my emotions a lot, but I'm not really somebody who cries at all or anything like that. And I'm working on it because I would love to. But in that moment, I just felt a release. You know, you hear people talk about this thing that they've worked on for years to come, and you're like, oh my God, like that doesn't exist. Like, you know, when people are like, if you put your heart and soul into it, you can achieve it. And it's just like, you don't believe that until, you know, you do it. And I've seen it. I've watched it. I've seen people talk about it. I've seen it all. And I'm like, that's not true. And you're just lucky. You're different than me because you have this certain thing. Like if they're, I don't even know. They could be a millionaire, but they've like been working on this one idea that they had when they were 12. And I was like, I didn't have an idea when I was 12 years old. I that wasn't me. I didn't have that. And so that always frustrated me. And the other day, or last night, I was at hockey. You think I'd go like out drinking, or I would like pop a bottle of champagne? But no, the Canadian author just went outside and left his house to go play hockey. It's gonna get a little loud. I'm using an espresso. I wish I was sponsored by Nespresso. That'd be like a freaking sick deal. But I'm just gonna use my at home one. So it's gonna get a little loud. I'm sorry. Or not. Oh, there it is. And he said to me, we were outside in the parking lot. I had a great game last night, by the way. 3 apples and then 1 Gino. And we were out in the parking lot, and I was like, yeah, it's doing like really well. Really, really surprising. And then it's like, wow, Joey's surprised that the book he's worked on for a year has done well. And I'm like, I've worked on this for 3 years. And then it hit me. And it's just like, I've worked on this for 3 years, going on 4. And it's doing well. And that's when that whole point hit me of, you know, if you put your heart and soul into it, you're going to achieve something. And, you know, I don't have the power to control you guys or people to buy my book. So it's not only me, but it opened up my mind to thinking that this is true. This is real. This does happen to people. This is a thing that if you put your heart and soul into it and you truly believe the product that you are delivering, then it is something that you can achieve. And if you are the pilot of your own life, like Zach and Cody said, then you're going to do just fine. And like, it really, like, I don't know, that statement just wowed me. It's just, I've been working on this for so long. Now, if you're out there, and I'm not saying this to brag, guys, if you know me, I'm not trying to brag right now. I don't have much to brag about. But if you're out there and you're wanting to be an author, or you have something that you want to be, maybe you want to be a pilot, maybe you want to build planes. I don't know where I'm on the plane topic, but maybe you want to go do something with your life that's a little bit more, I don't know, different than just being on Twitter every day. Well, do it. I'm telling you. When I started writing my book, I was really sad. I was in the worst time of my life. I'm going to sip this coffee and see if it's good. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Tastes freaking fabulous. And I was at a really, really, that was so emotionless. I was at a really, really low point in my life, and I didn't know what to do. And I didn't really have anybody. I was always the person to like be giving advice. I was never the person to get advice, because all my friends would come to me for advice, and then, well, they don't have the advice that I need. And so I just like would keep everything to myself. And with doing that, I didn't like it. I don't think that's what I preach and what I practice. And just because somebody's not there for me to give me advice doesn't mean that I can't help myself. And so what I started doing was I started writing down these little installments about how I felt during my day when I went through a certain situation in my life. So, for example, I got stood up. I wrote about it. Another time, I went on a date with a girl, and I really, really liked her. And she chose another dude. And that sucked. Another time, I got broken up with. Another time, you know, I broke up with somebody. Another time, I was just lonely. And then another time, one of my friends passed away. And then one committed suicide. And it's just, it was this really, really rough time in my life. And I didn't feel right letting it go. So I wanted to write it down. And it was really, really therapeutic for me. And I didn't write it down in a, excuse me, in a gruesome way. I didn't write it down in a pitiful way. I wrote it down in a sense that I hope it helps every single person that's reading. If you are feeling any bit of emotion or anything towards a certain subject, I hope I touched on it, and I hope it can help you. There's a lot of people that are sending me things that are like, oh, hey, Joey, I finished the book in one sitting. I'm like, that's not the point of the book. It's not a race. You shouldn't be bragging to me that this is a race. You've rushed this book. That's the whole, you know, not the point of the book, because it's called What's the Rush. The whole point of the book is to feel something. It's to read it when you need it. It's not to read it in one go. I'm an easy writer. I don't like reading books that are hard. I can't sit down and read Harry Potter. I'm sorry, JK, but the only JK in this building's me right now. And that was funny. I swear to God, if you didn't laugh at that, because I'm Joey Kidney, she's JK Rowling. Okay, anyways, I hate explaining jokes. But I can't sit down and read a huge novel. So I wanted to write a book full of installments that are easier for people to read. There are pages on there. There are chapters, installments on there that are quite lengthy. Nope, this guy's an author. Quite lengthy. But then there are also poems in there. There are also words. There's words. But there are also pictures. And there are spots where you can write. And there's a whole 214 pages to make your own. And what I have written down in that book is now yours. And it is something that I truly hope you enjoy. And if you are in the point in your life where you're kind of in this rut, you're in the same situation that I just explained, don't be shy to write it down. And you don't have to write it down in extreme detail. So if your parents find it, they're going to get super scared, or that you'll scare yourself. Or I find that we're like, oh, if we're not sad, we got to get sadder, so let's make it sound worse. You don't have to do that. And that was a really hard thing for me to do in this book. I didn't want people to feel like they needed to feel bad for me. No one has sent me, oh, I'm sorry, from reading my book. And that's, I love it. I haven't actually gotten many compliments on the book or negative thoughts on the book. So I don't know if people are liking it, but it's definitely out there. But writing down your thoughts you don't have to make it sound worse than what it is just so you can impress yourself in the future. It's not the point of writing things down. Write down how you feel in that moment. And if you don't have the words, don't go to thesaurus.com. Write it down simple. Jesus, I cannot talk today. I'm sorry. I also apologize. I say Jesus a lot. And I'll say it like, oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, Jesus. And I'll do that a lot. And it's such a norm to me. And I truly apologize. Because like when I was growing up and I was in like the hockey room and the hockey change room and stuff, and we would say stuff like it was awful. We would call everything gay. We would say like every bad word. We would say, oh, Jesus Christ. We would just do that. And so that's just how I grew up. And I'm definitely trying to change that. Like, I don't call things gay anymore. That's just, you know, and it took some effort. It was always like a crutch. It was always just like a joke until it got really real. And I am working on not saying Jesus Christ. It's because it does offend people, and that's not what I'm here to do. And I just want you to know that I am working on that. I know that's a small thing to work on and stuff. And to some of you, it may not be a big deal, but to some, it might be. And I just want to go out of my way right now and say that I apologize that I've said it so often in the past. When I do say it, I do not mean it as, you know, Lord and Savior. I'm not religious, but that doesn't even matter. And especially having a friend named Jesus Fuentes, if you guys know him, he's been on the podcast multiple times. It's really just like desensitized me from, you know, religion or anything like that, because I'm saying this name anyways all the time. So I truly apologize. But yeah, back to the book. If you have anything in you, and it doesn't have to be writing, a lot of people are messaging me right now. It's like, oh, I want to write a book. And I'm just like, okay, that's awesome. You know, when I got my dog, when I got Frankie, everyone messaged me like, oh my God, I was looking to get this dog. Where'd you get him? I want to get him tomorrow. And I'm like, oh God, here we go. Oh, sorry. See, I said, oh God there. I apologize. But I was like, oh my goodness. Like, do you really have to do this? Or like, I don't know. There's so many things that people will just, you know, follow the trends with. And that's fine. Publishing a book is an ordeal and it costs a lot of money. Someone came to my Toronto show and they were like, so like, how did you do it? Did you just like print it at home? I'm like, no, I didn't use my Canon Epson printer. I would have ran out of ink in 4 pages. I had to go to a printing spot in, where is it? Denver, Colorado, and find the right printer for me, like the right person to print it. And then I also, you have to get it formatted. And once it's formatted, then you're able to put it in the book. Then you have to print a test book. You don't have to, but I did, and I'm glad I did because I printed wrong. They printed a test book, which costs $50 to actually print one book. And then they have to ship it to you, which cost me, since I'm in Canada, it cost me $24. So I, that's American. So I paid like $75 basically for one book. The first copy of the book I paid $75 for. And it's a process. And that doesn't sound like a lot of money to just, you know, do that one thing. But, you know, there's thousands of dollars put into printing the books. There's thousands of dollars into getting somebody to edit, to be the artist, to format it, and everything like that. So, I mean, I'm not shy to share these numbers with you. And it was a really, really hard time in my life to, you know, spend that money because of all the stuff that got stolen. I was down $15,000 and I actually questioned, okay, do I release this book now? Like, I don't know if I can afford it. And I took the jump, you know, I took that leap. I'm like, I said, I got to do it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to release this book to the people. And I did. And not that we made $20,000, but you know, you guys bought it. And that means the world to me. So I thank you is not enough of a word to say to actually be thankful. I just want you to know that I'm feeling something right now. I'm like a meathead talking about his feelings, but I am feeling something. There's so many mixed emotions in my gut right now. And it's because of you guys. And I don't think anything that you feel is necessarily always negative. So I'm feeling nervous. I'm feeling scared. I'm feeling like very open and vulnerable, but I'm also feeling very content. I'm feeling very proud and happy. So there's a lot of emotions going through me right now. And that's all because of you guys. And I guess I'm very like numb and oblivious to it all because, again, this book, like the merch or like a video, is going out to you and I don't necessarily get to see you, like receive it and stuff like that. So I want to do this thing where if there's some Ottawa orders where I live in Ottawa, and I want to like go and deliver the book to some people. And I don't know if that's cool or not, because like you did pay for shipping. And like granted, it did have to ship here, but Joey's just going to be the delivery man versus a Canada Post person. And I don't know if that's invasion or anything. Like, I don't know. I'm not trying to do like a Jake Paul Post Malone thing. Not saying that any of you guys like are like Post Malone, but who knows? You could be. I have no idea who you are. And that's my issue. I really want to. I want to get to know you. Yeah, I'm never somebody who lies. Like, people come up to me in meet and greets and they're like, do you remember me? And I'm like, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't. But that doesn't mean that I'm not thankful that you're here. And that sounds like such an excuse. But I used to, for the past 4 years, I used to do meet and greets. And I've done 75 meet and greets with the lowest number of people that came to the show was 150. And the highest was 1,000. So every second weekend, I was meeting, on average, like 500 people. And I forgot people. I used to remember every single person I met in my first couple shows, and then it became impossible. And I forget everybody now. And I am so sorry. But if you come up to me and you explain a situation that we've like been in or whatever, then I remember. And I'm just like, I have an awful memory from concussions and I blame it a lot on that. I know it's not all on that, but I blame it a lot on that because it's a lot easier. And I hate that I can't remember everything. But you guys are pretty nice about it when I'm honest. You know, I've seen just like, even I saw a video of my love, Selena Gomez. She like faked like being happy for somebody. And I was like, being happy that she met this person or like whatever. And I was like, yeah, but she's trying. And everyone was like shading her on Twitter. I'm like, just because she doesn't remember the guy doesn't mean she's not thankful that she's there, that he's there. And I don't know. I don't think it's worth the blast. And so I had a Toronto meetup, and that went super well. Like, honestly, I don't want hundreds of people to come. I don't want that because I can't put my all into it. I had 2 hours to meet people in Toronto, and I don't even know how many people came. I had 2 hours, and I was doing a book signing, and two girls came up to me, and they went, "Thank you for taking so much time with us." And I'm like, because I said, I'm so sorry for the wait and everything like that. And they were waiting like probably, the people were waiting an hour and 50 minutes or whatever. People were waiting a long time to meet me. That's insane. But they came up to me and they're like, thank you. Like, not to compare you to anything or not to make you like depreciate you or whatever. But if Shawn Mendes took this time with people, like, I would be freaking out. So thank you for, you know, being a role model and doing that for us. And it's just like, what the heck? You don't have to be thanking me. You're buying my book. You're buying my merch. And it's just like, you came to see me. You've been supporting me for so long. You're the, excuse me, Joey's sick. Joey's a little ill. But you're the reason that I'm even able to come to do a meetup. And so when people come up to me and they say thank you, it's just like, you're thanking the wrong person. You need to turn around and thank the entire room. Because it's not me, it's you guys. And that's why I'm making this podcast. I know this isn't a listen to this when you need help, and this isn't the best advice, but I hope to those who are listening, you are enjoying yourselves. Now, again, I don't have a intro for this podcast anymore, like the Matt Walden, like, welcome to the happy time. So if there's any of you out there that are musicians and you want to do like a little intro for the happy times, that'd be freaking sick. And it would be in every single one if it's really good. Or you can send a bunch, maybe. I don't know. I don't think a lot of people are listening right now. Or if you are listening, I don't know if there's a lot of musicians out there. But I challenge you, send me an email. JoeyKidneyVlogs@gmail.com. Send me an email of a file or that's the best way. Or a link to like a SoundCloud, whatever. Whatever it is you need to do, just send it to me. And do like a welcome to the happy times little jingle, or I don't know, be creative, have fun with it. It could be acoustic, it could be sound. I just came up with this. And again, guys, like, I'm sitting here and I want you to know that this is real. I mean, you probably know that this is real because I've messed up so many times and I stutter, but I don't have any notes in front of me. I literally have a coffee with a picture of my older dog Eddie on it, and we're sitting in my kitchen at my bar stool, and I'm wearing just like a Stay You crew neck. But the only difference is, guys, I'm an author today. I woke up an author today. And I remember when I was in, not elementary school. Is that a thing? That's a thing. What is that? No, I was in high school. Jeez, I was in high school. I almost said the Lord's name. No, I'm not trying to make fun of it. I'm sorry. I just caught myself and I'm really happy. I was in high school, an English class. And I remember I had one teacher in like grade 9, let's say. I don't really remember it. I was out with a concussion. But in grade 9, I had a high school teacher. I totally forget her name. I think her, I don't know, whatever. Doesn't matter. I wrote a paper. I wrote an essay on something. And I failed. And I was like, what? I handed in this like 10-page essay and I failed? Did I plagiarize and not know it? What happened? And she was like, I don't like the way you write. And I was like, that doesn't, what? How does that make sense? But at the time, I was really, really shy and I couldn't speak up for myself. And so I was like, okay, I'm sorry. And that's all I would do. That's all I would say. And I failed. And that really, really bugged me. And the way I write is how I speak. And it's so I can understand my own writing rather than using big ass words just to make it sound confusing or anything like that. And so then the next year came along and I had a different teacher. I believe her name was Miss LP. I could be very wrong. But I wrote for her and she gave me an A+. And I was like, that was like the same essay that I wrote last year in the same way, because I don't know how to write any different. And she came up to me and she's like, the way you write is amazing. The way, that you can take everything down and just translate it into another way that everybody can understand. She was like, this is amazing. And I was like, whoa. Hey, how you doing? Look at that. Screw you, old teacher. I wish I knew her name so I could actually tell her to piss off. But in a nice way, in a Canadian way. But yeah, that really, like, that teacher right there is the reason why I was like, whoa, I can write. I've always wanted to be an author. I mean, I don't read, but I always wanted a book. And I don't read because I have ADHD and I get bored. But I read poetry because it's not throwing a whole bunch at me. It's only throwing a couple lines at me at a time. And it's just like, I'm able to make that how I want it versus other novels are like, this is how you're supposed to feel. And that's fine. It's just not something I can really get behind. It's not a hard time reading. So whenever I was writing an essay, I would always write based on my opinion and my feelings and my experiences. And my teacher loved it. And that's the reason why I wrote the book the way I did and I write the way I write. If you ever read my tweets, I write how I talk. My tweets are like, hi, hell, what? That wasn't it. It would go, hi, hey, hello, I'm Joey. And my life's kind of crazy, you know, but I would know, I don't have fun with it. And I'm so thankful for that teacher in 10th grade or whatever she was. I'm just really, really thankful for everything that she's done to me. And to the people like who hate school, it's just like there's a lot of great people in school. You just kind of have to find the right ones and you have to open up your mind to them. And so I'm super thankful for her. And again, I'm super thankful for you guys. And being thankful just is not enough anymore because I'm really happy. I'm really fucking happy. And yeah, that's about it. Anyways, I hope you enjoyed this podcast. I'll be recording more. I'll record one for Friday. Don't worry, this is going up on Wednesday, but I'm going to record another for Friday because I missed so many. And it'll be a listen to this one. And hopefully I won't be sick. But thank you guys so much. If you're listening and you're from Ottawa, keep the date November 16th open, please. That's about it. And then next month, I believe, Boston and Chicago, you guys should keep your dates open. Your month open. I don't know what day I'm coming yet. And then like LA, San Diego, Phoenix. I know there's a lot of people in Arizona. I've seen it on the store. I know where you guys live. That's weird. I actually know where all of you live, though. If you bought merch, I know your exact address. How weird is that? How freaking spooky is that? Joey Kidney, me, knows your address. That's weird. I'm sorry. I won't come to it. Okay. Scratch my idea for delivering postal in person because now it's going to creep people out. But now, I mean, I still want to do that because just to see the look on somebody's face. Last time I delivered merch at somebody's house, I ran there. I was on a run. So I was like, you know what? Why don't I just go back and pick up a hoodie and then I'll drop it off. And so I ran to their house and knocked on the door and they opened it and they were like, hi. And I was like, hey, how's it going? They're like, And I was like, oh, here's your hoodie. And they're like, okay. They took it and then they closed the door. And I don't know if they didn't recognize me or whatever because I was in running gear and whatnot. But like, I was like, wow. I thought I was going to get like maybe a crier, maybe somebody smiled. I don't know. Shown a little teeth. Nope. Not even a little bit. So hopefully it's a little bit different than that. But truly, again, Frankie has his bone right now and he wants me to play with him. But again, thank you guys so much for everything. And I will talk to you guys on Friday. And if you haven't gotten the book yet, go to stayu.ca and use the code RUSH and you can go get your book. Every month or so, we're going to put up more dedicated books because as of right now, I don't have any books. Therefore, I can't put up dedicated books because I can't actually dedicate them right now. So they're coming up soon. We're going to do more and more. Every time I get a shipment, I'm going to put up like 30 or 50 and I'm going to dedicate a bunch. It's just going to take a little bit longer to ship out if you get those ones, the dedicated and autographed ones, because, well, I can only dedicate and autograph so many. And they are more expensive, but with the dedicated version, if you buy that, you also get a t-shirt, because I feel like, you know, you're paying a lot of money. I think you should get something else as well. And yeah, you can also use the coupon code RUSH and you can get $10 off anything. If you want a happy hoodie and you already have a book, you can go use that too. I just want to give you guys, I just want you guys to rep the merch, and I want everybody to be able to get it. That's really it. So thank you guys so much. And yeah, I'm going to try to make a YouTube video today too. And like, we're back, baby. But yeah. Yeah, that's about it. Okay.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/prenatal.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.